miss any of our best interviews or show segments? They're all available via the podcast. Go to TeamMyrtleBeach.com, click on the Schedule tab, and select The Drive with Aaron Marks. You can learn a little bit about our staff and download all of our best segments to listen to at a later time.
Welcome back. Sports Radio, 100.3 The Team, TeamMyrtleBeach.com. Good Tuesday morning to you, 45 minutes past the hour. We're out here at Burning Ridge Golf Club for a Tee It Up Tuesday. The struggle is real out at the golf course every week, coming out doing live shows. It's something that we have accepted that we will deal with on a weekly basis. And joining us to talk a little bit about the golf course that I had the chance to play the other day, he is the head golf professional here at Burning Ridge, Steve Ubel, giving us a few minutes. Steve, what's going on, my man? How are you?
Not too much. Doing well. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing great. Great setup. Table was already set up. Ethernet works. We love it. We love it. We appreciate it.
We know how to take care of people here.
You guys are pros. Right. You guys are pros.
That's our job.
So the most important question I have to ask, you've been hearing us talk this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a narrator for Shark Week?
Well, it's something we talk about in the golf business all the time, obviously. Yeah. So personally, I think Joe Rogan would probably be the A-plus choice for that one.
That's a good one. That little UFC action coming to Shark Week. That would be appropriate. That would be appropriate.
I think he'd spell it out straight for everybody.
He would. He certainly would. So this guy's going to die, you know. let's talk a little bit about the course. I mean, 2006 Golf Course of the Year. So it's something that you guys haven't really been looking to make a lot of change with. I mean, it's a great facility. It's about maintaining it. But talk about some of the things that have been done here the last couple of years.
Well, you know, we were two courses for a long time, and I think it's been about 10 years now that we reduced down to 18 holes. And at that time, they put a lot of effort into revamping the current course, which is the East Course, by the way, and took out a bunch of bunkers, some trees, made it much more playable, and I think it's a great design. Everyone seems to enjoy it, and it's in fantastic shape at the moment, so by all means, come out and check it out.
What are some of the challenges that people are going to face? What are some of the aspects of this course that you think make it so great, and what won it that award back in 2006?
Well, I think the award had to do a lot with the course by all means, but it also had to do with the management, our place in the community, what we try to do for the local area, you know, which is, we've always been involved with that, tournaments, et cetera. But, the course itself, there's a lot of, it's a Gene Hamm design, so there's a lot of perspective that you're looking at where you'd think that you don't have a lot of place, area to land, but in fact you do. There's space out there. The greens are, not just your typical oval round greens. There's a lot of them that have unique shapes to them where you're not just talking about direction, but distance control comes into play there.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I learned that.
Yeah. How'd you do?
A lot of chip shots from off the green. Lots of chip shots.
Short game is a premium.
Got to practice that little 8-iron putt that you can hit, or having to flop it up there, and you hit all kinds of shots. At least I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, it'll make you a shot maker for sure.
I saw very much of the course the other day, but had a very good time. It's an awesome facility. I've been out here a couple times, but it actually been a couple years, so I was excited to get back out, and was glad to see that it really hadn't changed a whole lot. You know, it's got its challenges, though. I mean, like you said, with the greens, I actually was driving the ball fantastic, but still, I mean, that didn't put you in a position where it was any easy shot coming in. That's where I found some of the challenges.
Yeah, there. Absolutely. I mean, you can't just have a standard go into the green kind of shot. You want to make sure you're online, but distance control is a key point for sure. If you want to be birdie putting, that's anyway.
Yeah. Talking with Steve Ubel, head golf pro here at the Burning Ridge Golf Club. Burning Ridge is our location this morning for our Tee It Up Tuesday event, so I encourage you to get out and check out the facility if you've never been, or if you haven't been in quite some time, get back out here and play. And currently at MyrtleBeachGolfTrips.com, you can use the promo code RIDGE to save $20 on your foursome. It's good for any round in 2015, but the offer does expire on July the 12th, so take advantage of that today. Steve, you get a chance to watch a fair amount of golf?
A decent amount. Not as much as I used to. It seems like it's a pretty much a fair adage that if you want to play less golf and see less golf, get in the golf business.
Absolutely.
So I've definitely experienced that, but I still try to pay attention to what's going on for sure.
What do you think of the Open Championship coming up with Rory McIlroy being injured and then Jordan Spieth, the way he's been playing? And it appears that, and we'll get a little bit more into this with Mel coming up in a little bit, but it appears that we've really kind of moved on from Tiger Woods at this point.
It seems that way. You know, he has flashes like he did last week and gave a lot of us a little bit of hope to see some of what we used to see. I mean, he just paid off time and again, so it's hard to see him playing the way he has this year and recent years anyway. But, yeah, it's interesting about Rory. I'm doubt that he would be able to play coming into the Open, but, you know, who knows. Jordan Spieth is turning out to be one heck of a golfer, that's for sure. I'd love to see another matchup of him and Dustin Johnson going down the stretch.
Something that I wasn't thinking about, and we were talking about before the show earlier with Rory, the fact that it's his left Achilles really is going to make a big difference with him being a right-handed player. That's the one that, if it was his right, he might be okay, but with the left coming through, that's where all the weight's going, and so that's going to make it even more difficult for him to come back and play.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you talk about transferring your weight in a golf swing and posting up on that left leg. It seems like, I think athletes nowadays have a much more of a long-term vision as far as their careers are concerned. So, I don't know. I think I would save myself if I was him.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly. Well, good stuff, my man. We appreciate the accommodation. It's been awesome this morning.
Absolutely. Welcome out here anytime. It's great to see you guys. Come visit us at Burning Ridge.
There you go. Steve Ubel, the head golf pro here at Burning Ridge Golf Club, giving us a few minutes, talking a little PGA Tour, talking about the facility, and giving us Joe Rogan as his nomination for the narrator for Shark Week. That's a good one. That's a good one right there. All right, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, Ole Miss has found themselves in a little bit of trouble defending themselves to the NCAA. Might have committed some violations based on a report out of the Jackson Clarion Ledger. And the one person on planet Earth that Coach Mike Krzyzewski can meet and be nervous around, feel like he's 13 again, who would that be? We'll tell you coming up next.